Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The biggest breaking news stories, an outspoken opinion. The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio.
Good morning to you. This is Talk Radio Breakfast with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. If you're watching on the TV, I don't know if I look like I'm sitting in the dark in a grotto. It seems to be very, very dark this morning, but I'm sure we can do our best to deal with that. Joining me this morning for all of the chat of, well, whether we've got festive cheer or not festive cheer with, I mean, I don't know, it's the 1st of December, so we've got, is it 24 days left of Christmas shopping and partying or not partying or panicking about Omicron? Benedict Spence is joining me for all of that. He's a Conservative commentator and is here with me until 9. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Julia. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. I had a lovely evening last night, surrounded by lots of other like-minded souls who were very sweetly all coming up and telling me they listened to the show, and they were among them some wonderfully A-list celebrity actors. So I'm feeling very good about myself today, having felt more and more misery since Friday and Saturday, and when we had that press conference on Saturday. And I think a lot of people feeling something of a black cloud over them with this sort of here we go again feeling. How are you feeling?
Oh, I always feel very Grinch-like at this time of year anyway. So this is just added to it.
can I point out it's the 1st of December and you've still got that Movember moustache?
Would you like me to go and shave it off during a break?
I think you should shave it off live on air. I really think. But there we are. Let's talk about what we learnt yesterday. Press conference from the Prime Minister at number 10. Never a good thing. I mean, they're never going to have a press conference. They're going, free chocolate for everyone, freedom and a Caribbean holiday. And they're never going to do that press conference. It's always going to be more restrictions on your life, which we ourselves in Downing Street are not going to obey. We'll come to that in a moment. All adults to be offered their booster jab by the end of January. Certainly over 40s by mid-December, they're saying. The military brought in. Of course they are. That always looks good on a headline. And we've also had quite a lot of debate over this in Parliament about the new restrictions. And the vote in Parliament last night, of course, a vote to endorse these measures. The Labour Party not offering any opposition other than, please, can we have more restrictions? But endorsing the government restrictions, which we're told are going to be reviewed on I think, the 20th of December. And yet, bizarrely, they're going to be on the statute book until the 24th of March, which is seems rather strange to me. That's including the self-isolation rule if you come into contact with COVID. I think for an awful lot of people this morning, looking at that and hearing that news, we're just starting again. Another 3 weeks to flatten the curve.
I think a lot of people also, if they had bothered to tune into BBC Parliament or whatever it was to see what was going on, would have been horrified to see, frankly, how few front bench MPs were actually in the chamber to debate the topic, which, you know, honestly, when you consider the whole point of parliamentary oversight, to see so few MPs actually engaging with it, so many therefore regarding it as a fait accompli, I think is very dispiriting. And, you know, it's all very well saying that it's up for review in a couple of weeks, but we all know realistically that it's not going to be. And we know that March will roll around and that actually these powers won't be got rid of. Why? Because we've been through this before and everybody said at the start of the pandemic that this would happen. And, you know, we might sound like broken records, but here we are, and we were right.
Yeah, I get people on social media saying, stop banging on. I mean, what do you mean? I mean, listen, if you want to give me an opportunity to never talk about this stuff ever again, I will take it. I will grab it with both hands. But I don't get that opportunity. That's a really frustrating thing. I mean, front page of lots of the papers, it's all about Christmas. And a lot of people, it's the 1st of December. A lot of people are worried, having not seen family members. Yeah, a lot of people travelling abroad, like my good colleague Mike Graham, to see family members over Christmas. But the Daily Mail PM says, don't cancel your Christmas, is one of those headlines. And the Guardian, PM clashes with health officials over new curbs. We had Jenny Harries, who's obviously been a crucial figure in the medical establishment over the years, over COVID. And it is years now. That's the terrible thing. It is years. And she yesterday said, oh, well, you know, you should cancel any unnecessary socialising. Now, I'm totally intrigued. I'm as intrigued by the phrase unnecessary socialising as I am by leftover wine. These are phrases that just don't really enter my vocabulary. But she was saying this. Number 10 shot that down as soon as there were questions at the Number 10 press briefing yesterday. That was shot down, and by Boris Johnson as well. So, look, don't cancel your Christmas parties. We've already seen a massive hit to hospitality. Already people are cancelling parties.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Prime Minister last night hosted a big party for MPs himself in Number 10. So maybe that's why he didn't want it to be cancelled.
I think it's quite a nasty little thing actually to have done, so avoid all unnecessary socialising, simply because this has been a particularly difficult year. I'm sure a lot of people are feeling the squeeze financially, and it is that sort of little nudge in the direction of it's just another thing, it's just another little whisper in the ear to say, oh, maybe don't do that. And a lot of people who wouldn't normally will go, oh, do you know what, I'm going to. And as you say, it does have knock-on effects. Businesses will be affected. People's mental health, I don't like to go on about that too much, but that will be affected. Another Christmas of not seeing people. These things, it might have just sounded like a throwaway line.
Yes,
just a little
piece of casual remark made by a public servant whose job is there every day and who gets paid every day and has obviously been busy throughout the pandemic. That casual remark will cost businesses. I've been hearing lots of pubs and restaurants and venues. They're saying people are cancelling their events because they're not quite sure if it's going to go ahead. They may as well cancel it now before they've got to pay, more than the deposit. People just, offices cancelling their Christmas parties. I know DJs who've lost work, drivers because the conferences are being cancelled. This has a massive knock-on effect on the economy. And bearing in mind, these are businesses that were counting on having a decent Christmas, bearing in mind that last year, November is actually one of the busiest times of the year for that. A lot of people have early events. That, that was all cancelled. And then everyone thought, don't worry, we'll have Christmas. That was all cancelled. So, we were talking about two Christmases in a row. And there are many, many businesses, whether it's retail or whether it's hospitality, where, 6 months of their money is earned in about 6 weeks of the year. They rely on it and they're just losing it all. So we're going to have lots of businesses, if this carries on, lots of businesses that we've managed to keep afloat through furlough and all these bounce back loans and that, who are going to end up going under by a combination of people cancelling their Christmas parties and the energy costs going up and supply costs going up. And then what was the point of all of that? Trying to save those businesses, save those jobs. It's so frustrating. The Mirror... yet another expose on hypocrisy at Number 10. Bearing in mind, them who exposed, Dominic Cummings when he did his Barnard Castle dash. It's one rule for them is their front page. Boris Party broke COVID rules. Number 10 hosted boozy bashes, not even just one, boozy bashes, while millions endured strict lockdown. This was November last year. As the country was in its second lockdown, that mini one, which did actually massively hit hospitality, but schools still open. So a lot of people perhaps didn't feel quite the crunch there. But my daughter and three or four of her closest friends have birthdays in November. All of their birthday parties cancelled. Boris Johnson had 50 people crowded into a party, a very small room for a party during those restrictions. It just defies belief, this idea that restrictions are pushed on other people, but not for them.
Yeah, I was going to say a good rule of thumb would be to conduct yourself how you imagine Boris Johnson might conduct his private life. And then I thought, perhaps not. But, in the grand scheme of things, that might not be the best thing.
Yes.
But ultimately, with regards to COVID, I don't think that that's the worst rule, actually, to think, well, what would Boris do? Let's not try to deify him too much, but what would he do? Would he see his family? Almost certainly yes. Is he going to wear a mask at XYZ event? Almost certainly not. And if it's all right for him, actually, why isn't it all right for you?
And this is the
thing. He's not Superman.
Well, that's it. The criticism of the Mirror will be, it's outrageous you had a party. No, what is outrageous? You stopped other people having parties. That's what's outrageous. And this is the thing, my criticism all week about the hypocrisy, I don't know how many events I'm going to bump into cabinet ministers at this week who are crowded parties, and no, they're not sitting down the whole time. Everyone's rushing around, kissing hello, being really friendly. Everyone's no mask whatsoever. And they're doing this at the same time as they're saying to other people that they should be restricting things. Now, what that tells me is not, oh, you know, they think those rules are just for other people and that they think those rules are very important. It tells me, and it tells should tell everyone else, they don't think the rules matter. They're saying it for effect. It's theatre. They're saying it because some of the medical establishment are saying it to them. But bearing in mind, these are people who have spent the whole of the last 2 years living a completely normal life. They're still standing. You know, maybe that's a bit of a giveaway that unless you are vulnerable and elderly, you probably do need to take the sort of precautions they're taking, because there are plenty of people telling us to do these things who aren't taking those precautions. And when someone says to me, you need to wear a mask or you need to stop socialising, who isn't doing those things themselves when the cameras aren't on them, that tells me that they may be lying to me.
Yes. And I mean, the thing also to remember is an MP's job, an epidemiologist's job, they aren't threatened by this. Not even their second jobs are threatened by this, if we're going to be completely honest. and that's the thing that you need to bear in mind. They may think that it's okay to say, oh, well, you've all just got to tighten your belts and you've got to toughen up and put it through, but it's only a few more months. They've been doing this for years now, as you say, and it doesn't really affect them. Yep. It doesn't really affect them if you don't hold them to account at election time, which is the only time that they really matter. That's what people have to remember. Ultimately, this doesn't massively impact their lives. And that's how you have to think about it. That's how you have to proceed. And you have to take these decisions into your own hands. And you have to say, actually, no, these people might advise me. They might set tax laws. They might do this. But they do not control my life. Yeah. It is up to me to do that.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are getting to that point now where they're just, you know, they're just simply not prepared to put up with this anymore. Again, let people make their own risk assessment. Not allowed to do that in Greece, though. Extraordinarily, over 60s who are unjabbed in Greece are being told they must pay the government a fine of 100 euros a month indefinitely while they're still not double jabbed. Given Greece's record in terms of collecting income tax, not entirely convinced this is going to work. But this is, I mean, it's laughable and deeply, deeply sinister as well.
It is. I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was, you know, imagine being a Greek pensioner, managing to go your whole life not paying tax, and then right at the end having to pay the COVID tax.
Have to see the funny side.
Yeah, it is very sinister, though. But, you know, again, it's these sort of measures that we've seen elsewhere in Europe. And, you know, as I say, as I've said elsewhere, placid societies, placid people are being turned militant. We've seen it in Austria, in Italy, in the Netherlands. Yep. Perfectly normal people are furious because this is huge government overreach from what we were initially promised. And they've seen the evidence about the virus. And they know that whilst it is serious, it is not that serious.
Exactly. It is. Yeah. In no way exactly are we in any way denying or, you know, undermining. We're just saying, let's get things in perspective. Just finally, we'll talk about Omicron. The whole issue here is about Omicron. Getting the booster jabs, you know, having the military involved. Because I mean, a lot of these headlines are all about taking control, which is not what the government has been seen to do in recent weeks. So how convenient, some people might say. But the Moderna chief executive has said, oh, his vaccine may be less effective against Omicron. They don't know yet, by the way. Other vaccine manufacturers have said there's no reason to think they won't be. Preliminary data from South Africa and from Israel, who are way ahead on a lot of these things, suggest the vaccines are very effective against Omicron. Yeah. And again, most people who are vulnerable have said, you know, there's no reason to think this. We've had a lot of top experts like John Bell from Oxford University saying, no, there's just simply no reason to think that this would be an issue. And it does appear that this variant so far, we've got all these, you know, Nicola Sturgeon and Boris Johnson doing these very, very serious and very sort of worried sounding press conferences, talking about people who've not been hospitalised even with COVID. I mean, this Omicron variant, it would appear from what's happening in South Africa and around the world so far that this is more transmissible, easier to catch and to pass on, but that it gives you a disease which is less serious. In which case, Ian, we don't know yet. It's all unconfirmed, but the preliminary data, that's brilliant. That's what we want, is one that's easy transmissible. It could take over from Delta and cause less serious disease. The vaccines will work for the people who are vulnerable. I mean, not everybody. I'm sorry, but no one's going to be 100% protection. Tick, tick, tick. What's not to like?
People also need to remember, let's say we have the worst case scenario, which is not going to be this strain. Let's say the worst case scenario, one that completely is able to circumvent the current vaccines that we have. Well, we already have its genetic sequence mapped out, and we can alter it very quickly. And we now have the capacity to roll these things out within 100 days. That's what every single major vaccine company has said. Yeah. Actually, 100 days, and we'll probably have the booster or the tweaked one for if this really is the doomsday variant. Yeah. So I think you've just got to say, you know, worst case scenario, it's not that bad.
No, exactly. Although I'd like to point out, though, I will not be having a 100-day lockdown every time there's a new variant. Sorry, ain't going to happen.
The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley-Brewer on Talk Radio.
If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and give me a good review. And don't forget to catch me on the Talk Radio Breakfast Show every weekday from 6:30 until 10.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.